You're listening to the audio production of Leadership Offense, Mastering Appraisal, Performance, and Professional Development by Paul Falcone, published by HarperCollins Leadership and read by John Behrens. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit harperfocusaudio.com. Introduction. Leadership offense, like leadership defense, draws on common terms from the sports world to get us all on the same page. After all, most of us know the difference between any team's offensive and defensive roles and strategies, whether you're talking football, basketball, baseball, hockey, or just about any other sport. Interestingly enough, this same paradigm applies to the business world, and more specifically, to leadership. After all, building the muscle of your organization's frontline leadership team is the whole goal of the Paul Falcone Workplace Leadership Series. And in building that muscle for your entire team, you're likewise building it for yourself. Once leadership muscles are honed and developed, you can continue to nurture them and rely on them for the rest of your career. Do it right and get it right up front by establishing strong habits, and then benefit from this dedicated exercise forevermore. That's a wise investment with a great return. The offensive side of leadership is just what you're thinking. How do you motivate and retain staff? How do you create a work environment where people feel engaged and look to expend discretionary effort, both for their immediate manager's sake as well as for the company's? What does it take to get someone to fall in love with their organization and reach their own personal best at work? Even more significantly, how do you channel the energy and efforts of your highest performers to move the middle, those employees who make up 70% of the organization and who may be performing well in general, but lack the passion and personal commitment to do their best work every day? Sounds like such huge questions that you could write a book about it, right? That's because these elements of human and organizational behavior are the primary profit levers of your enterprise. Think about it. Proprietary products last only for so long before patents run out. Technical and software competitive advantages are fleeting and eventually get consumed by the broader market. And time-bound advantages, for example, low interest rates, will expire at some point, leaving you to rely on something else to set your organization apart from its competition. So, what helps one company distinguish itself from others over the long haul? The human capital asset. The human beings who create, sell, and distribute the product in manufacturing, sales, marketing, and distribution. The internal support teams that care for those asset-generating departments like human resources, IT, and finance. And the senior leadership team that ensures that...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?